We had to do lots of calculations, and we did them on Marchant calculating machines. By the way, just to give you an idea what Los Alamos was like, we had these Marchant computers. I don't know if you know what they look like, hand calculated with numbers, and you push them and they multiply, divide, add, and so on. Not like they do easy now, but hard. They were mechanical gadgets. And they had to be sent back to the factory to be repaired. We didn't have a special man to do it, and that was the standard way to do it. And so they were always being sent to the factory, and pretty soon you were running out of machines. So I and a few other fellows started to take the covers off. We weren't supposed to. There's a rule. You take the covers off, we cannot be responsible. So we took the covers off. We had a nice series of lessons. Like the first one we took the cover off for, there was a shaft with a hole in it and a spring which was hanging this way, and obviously the spring went in the hole, so that was easy. So we got like a series of lessons by God on how to fix them. And we got better and better, and we did more and more elaborate repairs. When we got something too complicated, we send it out back to the factory, but we would do the easy ones and kept the things going. I also did some typewriters. I ended up doing all the computers. The other fellas quit on me. I did a few typewriters, but there's a guy in the machine shop who was better than I was, and he took care of typewriters. I took care of any machines. However, we decided that the big problem, which was to figure out exactly what happened during the bomb's explosion, when you push the stuff in by an explosion and then it goes out again, exactly what happened so we could figure out how much energy was released and so on, required much more calculating than we were capable of. And a rather clever fellow by the name of Stanley Frankel realized that it possibly could be done on IBM machines. The IBM company had machines for business purposes, which were adding machines, they're called tabulators for listing sums, and multiplier, just a machine, big machine, you put cards in and it would take two numbers from a card and multiply and print it on the card. And then there were collators and sorters and so on. So he figured out a nice program. If we got enough of these machines in a room, we could take the cards and put them through a cycle. Everybody who does numerical calculation now knows exactly what I'm talking about. But this is kind of a new thing, mass production with machines. We had done things like this on adding machines. Usually you go one step across yourself doing everything. But this was different. We go first to the adder, then we go to the multiplier, then we go to the adder and so on. So he designed this thing and ordered the machines from the IBM company. We realized it was a good way of solving our problems, and we found that there was somebody in the Army that had IBM training. We needed a man to repair them, to keep them going and everything, and they were going to send this fellow, but it was delayed, always delayed. Now, we always were in a hurry. I have to explain that. Everything we did, we tried to do as quickly as possible. So in this particular case, we worked out all the numerical steps that the machines were supposed to do, multiply this and then do this and subtract that. No, we worked out the program, but we didn't have any machines to test it on. So what we did, I arranged was a room with girls in it. Each one had a Martian, but she was the multiplier and she was the adder, and this one cubed, so he had cards, index cards. All she did was cube this number and send it to the next one. She was imitating the multiplier, the next one was imitating the adder, and we went through our cycle and we got all the bugs out when we did it that way. And it turned out that the speed at which we were able to do it, we've never done mass production calculating. Everybody who ever calculated before, a single person did all the steps. But his Ford had a good idea. The damn thing works a hell of a lot faster the other way. And we got speed with this system that was the predicted speed for the IBM machines, the same. The only difference is that the IBM machines didn't get tired and could work three shifts, but the girls got tired after a while. So anyway, we got the bugs out during that process, and finally the machines arrived, but not the repairman. So we went down to put them together. One of the most complicated machines, the technology of those days, these computing machines, a big thing. They came partially disassembled with lots of wires and blueprints of what to do. We went down and we put them together, Stan Frankel and I and another fella. And we had our trouble. Most of the trouble was the big shots coming all the time and saying, you're going to break something, you're going to break something. We put them together and sometimes they would work. And sometimes they were put together wrong and they didn't work. So he fiddled around and they got it to work. We didn't get them all to work. And I was last working on some multiplier. I saw a bent part inside, but I was afraid to straighten it because it might snap off. And they were always telling us we're going to bust it irreversibly. And finally, the man from the IBM company came in time, as a matter of fact, according to schedule. But he came and he fixed the rest that we hadn't got ready and everything was going. We got the program going, but he had trouble with the one that I had trouble with that I couldn't fix. So after 3 days, he was still working on that one last one. I went down and said, oh, I noticed that was bent. Oh, he says, of course, that's all there is to it. It was all right. So that was it. Well, Mr. Frankel started this program, and began to suffer from a disease, the computer disease that anybody who works with computers now knows about. It's a very serious disease, and it interferes completely with the work. It was a serious problem we were trying to do. The disease with computers is you play with them. They're so wonderful. You have these X switches that determine if it's an even number, you do this, and if it's an odd number, you do that. And pretty soon you can do more and more elaborate things if you're clever enough on one machine. And so after a while, it turned out the whole system broke down. He wasn't paying any attention. He wasn't supervising anybody. The system was going very, very slowly, the real problem. Well, he was sitting in a room figuring out how to make one tabulator automatically print arctangent X, and then it would start and print columns, and then and calculate the arctangent automatically by integrating as it went along and make the whole table in one operation. Absolutely useless. We had tables of arctangent. But if you've ever worked with computers, you understand the disease. The delight to be able to see how much you can do. But he got the disease for the first time. The poor fellow who invented the thing got the disease. And so I was asked to stop working on the stuff I was doing in my group and to go down and to take over the IBM group. And so I noticed the disease and I tried to avoid the disease. And although they did three problems in 9 months, I had a very good group. The first problem was that they had never told the fellows